richest man in the county. His family owned most of the peach trees and all the land on the east side of the lake. Trout often showed up at night school but never paid attention. He talked in class and was disrespectful of the students around him. He was loud and stupid. A lot of men in town were not educated. That didn't bother Miss Catherine. She knew they'd spend most of their lives working on farms and ranches and hadn't had much schooling. That was why she was there, to teach them. But Trout didn't want to learn. He seemed to be proud of his stupidity. "How'd you like to take a ride on my new boat this Saturday?" he asked her one evening after class. "No, thank you," said Miss Catherine. "We've got a brand new boat," he said. "You don't even have to row it." "Yes, I know," said Miss Catherine. Everyone in town had seen and heard the Walker's new boat. It made a horrible loud noise and spewed ugly black smoke over the beautiful lake. Trout had always gotten everything he ever wanted. He found it hard to believe that Miss Catherine had turned him down. He pointed his finger at her and said, "No one ever says no to Charles Walker." "I believe I just did," said Catherine Barlow.
There was a lot of information in this flashback. First of all, we find out the story behind Camp Green Lake's name. There was a real lake here, and the land was a beautiful place filled with trees and flowers, not a desert like it is now. This Catherine Barlow person sounds familiar, too. Look back on page 92. The outlaw who robbed Stanley's great-grandfather was named Kissin' Kate Barlow. Could they be the same person? Catherine Barlow doesn't seem like an outlaw, though. She seems like a generous and kind schoolteacher. And I can't blame her for disliking this Trout Walker guy. Who wouldn't, with those smelly feet and ignorant ways? I'm not sure how all this information is going to connect to Stanley, but I feel certain it's going to be important. Let's read chapter 24, which begins on page 104.